जय जय राधा माधव कुन्यविहारी
Hare Rama.
ప్రేమనన్ని హరి హరి బో. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ సీ సమ్ డివోటీస్ ఐ హావ్ నాట్ యెట్ గ్రీటెడ్, సో వెరీ ఐ ఫీల్ ఆల్వేస్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ టు బి ఇన్ గోలోక్ ధామ్. Somehow, I think it is my home temple. It has to do with Radha Madan Mohan, because we were serving the deities since decades now, and what we can always see is that they are really there and they are moving all of us. We often think we are the movers of our life, but when you make contact with deities like Radha Madan Mohan, you begin to see their hand in every aspect of your life, and that's something one is very grateful for. Really, that's the only way it can be expressed, gratitude. You know, when God is moving your life, it's wonderful. So I wanted to say something, and thank you very much in relationship to chanting. We have a nice text. And may I understand, all of us can understand English? Yes? Good. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. First Canto, Chapter 8, Text 26. You will understand why we have taken this when you hear the translation. So here it is. Janmaishvaya Shruta Shribir Edamana Madapuma Vidatum vai. Tvamma kinchana gocharam.
Tvamma kinchana gocharam.
Janmaishvaya shuddha shribir.
Janmaishvaya shuddha shribir.
Edama namada apuma.
Edama namada apuma.
Naiva hatya bidatum vai. Tvamakinchana gocharam.
Tvamakinchana gocharam.
Yes, please, someone else.
Janmaishvaya shuddha
shribir.
Edama namada apuma. Perhaps a Vaishnavi? Janmaishvaya shuddha shribir. Thank you. So, well, we can go. Janma. Can you guess what that means? Birth, yes. What is the opposite in Sanskrit? Mrityu, yes. Death. Shuddha shribir.
Education and beauty. Edamana.
Edamana.
Progressively increasing.
Madaha.
Intoxication.
Puma.
The human being. Na. Never.
Never.
Eva.
Eva.
Ever.
Never.
Arhati.
Arhati.
Deserves.
Abhidatum.
To address with feeling.
Vai.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Tvam.
Tvam.
You. Akinchana gocharam.
Akinchana gocharam.
One who's approached easily by the materially exhausted person. One who is approached easily by the materially exhausted person. Yes. I should give you the context. This is a prayer of Queen Kunti, who perhaps like no one else in the Vaishnava history showed us an example of surrender to Krishna. When Queen Kunti was very young, she was given away by her father to her friend, to his friend, Kunti Bhoja. The father of Kunti had children, but he saw his good friend, Kunti Bhoja, he was a king, also had no children, and therefore he gave away his beloved daughter to his friend. Oh, do you know how it is for a child? What, your good age?
10.
Imagine your father would decide to give you away to another family. This would be traumatic. It would be very heavy. Imagine. you would cry all day and would know what to do with your life, really. Father has, and mother have. This was what Kunti Devi experienced. She was not small. Small, very small children may not consciously see that, although they are affected for the rest of their life, I hear, when they are given away. She was, I think, 8 years or so, you know, quite, she could understand, I'm being given away. She could see that. Then, you know, we all know, she married a very good husband, but before her marriage, there was something she could never forget. Forget, she had a child outside of the marriage. Some of us know the circumstances, and because that was absolutely forgotten I mean, that was forbidden. The child was, thank you so much, she gave the child away, her firstborn. We have now in our community a little lady, now some gossip, Mataji, listen carefully, gossip is interesting, a young girl who became pregnant. I think this is a nightmare of parents of devotee children. You know, she became pregnant, she's only 17 years old. Whoa. And so the question is, what do you want to do now? And the child, it's a child, 17 years, says, I don't care about men anyways, you know, I educate him alone. We didn't mean it to be like a marriage, it's just standoff. Let's go with the time, the child says. So we go, new times. So she had a child like that, Kunti, and she was a queen. She was not a young person of our times. She was a princess. She was royalty, and she had a child without a marriage. She had to give the child away. That was the only way she could handle this. She couldn't, in the society at that time, it was not possible to say, I have a child before marriage. Oof, scandal. Today it is possible. But we live in different times with different value systems. So Queen Kunti remained faithful to Krishna in all these circumstances. When she had, when her husband died, she remained faithful to Krishna. When her firstborn son was killed by her fourth boy, she remained faithful to Krishna. And it is because of this faith, this great, great devotion to Krishna, that she could approach Krishna. So now in this verse, she says, who can come to Krishna and who cannot? And you can see, what are your chances? You know, you will get a very first class assessment. My Lord, your Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. They have no illusions, no hope that the material life will bring them happiness. I see always some of my disciples, when they get married, they have big hopes about material happiness. I'm surprised, but it was there all the time in the seed-like form in the heart, and now it comes out. So, and then Kunti says, listen to her, she knows. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with parentages, great opulence, wealth, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling. So, did you understand this? How exhausted are you materially? That's a question we have to ask. No, you are laughing, like the Hare Krishna people always laugh about serious things, and they cry about things that are not at all to be cried about. This is a serious question. How qualified are you? Purport. Being materially advanced means taking birth in an aristocratic family and possessing great wealth and education and attractive personal beauty. All materialistic people are mad after possessing all these material opulence. Money. If you're not after money, then you may be after education, knowledge. If you are not like this, you would love to come from a good family, you know. Or if you're not interested in all this, you might be attractive in personal beauty. No? All materialistic men are mad after possessing all these material opulences. And this is known as the advancement of material civilization. But the result is that by possessing all these material assets, one becomes artificially puffed up, intoxicated by such temporary possessions. One thinks, yeah, now it's all right. Especially, you know, when you have money and when people come to you and are interested in your association because they hope to be seen next to you will upgrade their lives, no? One becomes intoxicated. Do you remember when you were intoxicated? You couldn't walk very straight, and you had no understanding if it's hot or cold, or what is right or wrong. You may have laughed when someone died, you know, and such things, you know. So you are out of the mind when you are intoxicated. Consequently, such materially puffed up persons are incapable of uttering the holy name of the Lord by addressing him feelingly. Please repeat. O Govinda!
O Govinda!
Did you chant this with feelings? I don't think so. When one has to suddenly say something, how do I get this? But the point here is, if one is out of his mind, he can't have feelings for Krishna, and can't say, O Govinda!
O Govinda!
O Krishna!
O Krishna!
Yes. It is said in the Shastras, listen to this one now, this is a very amazing statement. It is said in the Shastras that by once means one time, uttering the holy name of the Lord, the sinner gets rid of a quantity of sins that he is unable to commit. You know, it means all your karma goes when you say once the holy names. This is what it says in the Shastras. Prabhupada continues, such is the power of uttering the holy name of the Lord. There is not the least exaggeration in this statement. Do you understand the word exaggeration? It's not too much promise. Actually, the Lord's holy name has such powerful potency. But, now comes the but. I'm working with this but since 50 years, by the way. But there is a quality to such utterances also. So quality is also there. Now we hear, okay, some condition needs to be fulfilled. It depends on the quality of... Yes. But what quality needs to be there? Sincerity. Mm-hmm.
Love.
Needs to be there. Paramatma Krishna, you had some...
How you say,
yes. How you say. Feeling, yes. You have all... addressed it correctly. Someone has spoken about sincerity. That's a devotional feelings. Love, that's a devotional feeling. So it is dependent on that. If that is there, it works. If it is not there, it doesn't work. No? A helpless person, now Prabhupada relates what he has said to the verse at hand. A helpless person can feelingly utter the holy name of the Lord, whereas a man who utters the same holy name in great material satisfaction, I'm okay, I'm fine, he cannot be so sincere. A materially puffed up person may utter the holy name of the Lord occasionally, but he is incapable of uttering the name in quality. Therefore, the four principles of material advancement, namely high parentage, come from a good family, good wealth, high education, and attractive beauty, are, so to speak, disqualifications for progress on the path of spiritual advancement. Remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would see everyone except for someone.
The king
who was wealthy, who was highly educated, he was very beautiful. I mean, he used perfume, I imagine, and things like this, which kings do. And aristocracy, he came from royalty. He said, you are not qualified. When Pratapa Rudra Maharaj heard this, he said, everyone in my kingdom is seen by you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, except for me. And he was informed, you are not qualified. You are rich. You come from royalty. Can you see? Now, this is a total change in perspective, Chirag. We enter now an area which is almost scary. Pratapa Rudra had so much faith in the Lord that he said, my Lord, if these are disqualifications in your eyes, then I will renounce this kingdom and I will sit on the street as a beggar. I will not take one conch shell with me. Obviously, Mahaprabhu wanted to show something, because there is a very, very beautiful story in it. There is a king who was very good to sadhus always, and once he hosted a sadhu for 14 days. The sadhu was the guest. He had a nice room and so on. And the king said to the and the sadhu always spoke very bad about the king. He's so rich, he has no chance to go back into the kingdom of God. You know, it's not possible for him to make it. He's disqualified by his wealth. He said this for 14 days while enjoying or using the hospitality of the king. Then came the time when the sadhu said goodbye to the king. It was winter time, and there was a fire burning in the chamin, something like a chamin. And he said, I'm going now. Oh, said the king, didn't you like it? Here, not enough food or so. The sadhu said, I don't want to stay with materialistic people. At this, the king jumped up. He came and took the chadar of the sadhu, chadar, blanket. He threw it into the fireplace and it burned. Sadhu said, my only chadar, why do you do this? King said, I'm sorry, I wanted to teach you something. I will give you 3 chadars because you're an attached person. I'm keeping this, I'm doing these things, I have this palace for service, for instance, Vaishnav Seva, Sadhu Seva. So it is described as one of these ancient stories that the king left the next morning to the forest. He had given his kingdom to the son, to his son, to rule it, and he left. So yes, he had all the material things, aristocracy, wealth, education, and I don't know if he was also had attractive personal beauty, but I think so. But he was not intoxicated by it. No, he was not attached. So it's about the attachment. If you are a sadhu or a spiritual, so-called spiritual person, and you have attachment to these external things, then yes, you have to think about this story a little. So here Prabhupada says, so all these things are, so to speak, disqualifications for progress on the path of spiritual advancement. The material covering of the pure spirit soul is an external feature, as much as fever is an external feature of the unhealthy body. The general process is to decrease the degree of the fever and not to aggravate it, not make it stronger by mal treatment, by bad treatment. Sometimes it is seen that spiritual advanced persons become materially impoverished. This is no discouragement, no. On the other hand, Such impoverishment is a good sign, as much as falling, the falling of what could be a good sign, if you remember the previous example, material things were here compared with what? Fever. And so when you lose material things, it's good as much as it is nice when the temperature falls down. It is a good sign when you're no longer 41 degrees, but you are now coming 38, 37 is already quite good. The principle of life should be to decrease the degree of material intoxication, which leads one to be more and more illusioned about the aim of life. No? Grossly illusioned persons are quite unfit for entrance into the kingdom of God. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Shivate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine Namaste Sadasati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskajare Satarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Thank you. What do you think about this text? Ashok Krishna.
It's probably not like what I think, but more like a question in like the context of Akinchana Gochara that Queen Kunsi is saying here, because like we can see, for example, whenever people are poverty-stricken in some sense, so they are striving for life, for maintaining their family, like, you know, working on three jobs,
yeah.
And the base of the Maslow pyramid is not close, so yeah. See, at the same time, we know, like, throughout the history, like, a lot of people who made a lot of contribution in the culture, into, like, science, like, for example, Newton, Leibniz, and all those composers, they are mostly from the noble families, and whenever
yes.
they have the base closed, they have plenty of time into like contributing in something. And,
yeah, yes, they were not running all day after the money, no? Like,
yes, so the... basically, what is the question, like, why discriminating between, like, poverty-stricken people and people with, like, closed bases, and in the context of Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. Have you understood the question of, or the observation of Ashok Krishna? You have seen that those who really contributed to society, composers, writers, even people who have done charity like Albert Schweitzer, they come from a noble family, and they have Lakshmi and so on, whereas a poverty-stricken person is often found to be working on three jobs to just to maintain his family, no? Just thinking only about money. Yes. So the question here is apparently, that is, have you made this observation also?
Yes.
You can't say that necessarily those who are wealthy are not qualified. That can't be the
That's not the observation which we have. And I'm very grateful to Ashok Krishna Prabhu to bring up this point. My dear devotees, it's more about being free from illusion. That's the point. And then understanding our own situation, as being dependent on Krishna. No? This is more about this point, and it is and that is the qualification. If you are a poor person who's very much thinking about, I know some countries, all they talk about is wristwatches, you know, and I will not give you the names of these countries. You might be surprised. Yes, and they are only interested in these material wealthy things, and they're usually very poor, or they only talk about handies. They may be so poor that they have not enough to feed their family, but they are saving money for a good mobile telephone, you know, for the newest version from Apple, and so on. So it is here where we have to look. I want today to bring a point. It's about, for a spiritual person, you have to have devotional feelings. You have to turn to Krishna with devotional feelings. And if you can do this as a rich person, wonderful. If you can do it as a poor person, wonderful. It is about this. There is a question to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The question says, some say that we should increase the number of our rounds in order to learn to chant more better, more devotionally. And then, what do you say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that is wrong. There is no use in rounds in the holy name which is chanted mechanically. Rather than increasing the number of one's rounds, one should pronounce the name very nicely with adarat. Adarat means affectionate respect. It means some feeling. And here Prabhupada also, he says that the a name has potency, but there is a consideration of chanting it properly. It depends on the quality of feeling. I think in ISKCON we have blended this. We have not often spoken about this because we are, let us say, sometimes afraid of devotional feelings and so on. But it is something you have to think about. In 1974, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Satsvarup Maharaj. Satsvarup Maharaj was a very prominent devotee at that time. He still is. And it was understood that the letters which Prabhupada wrote, they were Xeroxed or photocopied, and they were sent to all temples. I remember every Friday in the Hamburg temple, Yogeshwara Prabhu was his name, a god brother, would have a stack of letters that came from all over the world, and he would read them. These were letters of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada trained us as a movement by writing these letters. So this is a letter. He said, by now I have given you everything to become Krishna conscious. But I'm concerned. Concerned means I have a worry inside that you might not have understood because you have not become mad for Krishna. You may laugh about it, please. Today, not immediate laughter, but first thinking and then think if you want to laugh. No. So the like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have heard, he was in his kirtans, he would roll on the ground, nitonundo, as we say, as they say in Bengal, nitonundo, had to capture him to avoid that he would break his bones. He would often display symptoms of ecstasies which are not possible for any conditioned souls. We would hear that he would, being so moved in his heart, he would climb over three walls, 1, 2, 3, in Kashi Mishra's house. He would somehow go through bolted doors in his desire to see Krishna, because in his mind he saw the form of Krishna and he wanted to find him as the Lord was standing at the Yamuna playing his flute. He was, as you would call, a God-intoxicated personality, and he gave us the example that this is where we want to come to it. We want to have transcendent, we want to chant, and we want to do this being enriched with transcendental feelings. There was a holy name immersion retreat in Radhadesh, a wonderful retreat, and the main point here was that there are two ways of chanting, Kevala Nam and Sneha Samyukta Nam. This is from the commentary of Jiva Goswami, to a verse in the sixth canto, yes. Kevala Nam is good to save you from hell. This is how Jiva Goswami says it. But only when you chant Sneha Samyukta Nam, you will soon hear what this means, then the Lord will hear you and he will decide to bring you to him. Sneha Samyukta Nam is the name with this yukta. Yukta means connected with feelings, with devotion as feelings. Sneha means attachment to Krishna. So I have a thought for, you know, I've read this many years ago and I have thought about it. How can I develop my love for Krishna? And I came over a verse where when I read it, I first blushed. I became red in the face. It's from Jiva Goswami. He has written it. It's his own composition. He quotes it from Padma Purana. And the verse says, just as it is natural for young boys to fall in love with young girls, and as it is natural for young girls to fall in love with young boys, after you will feel when now you're 10, 5 more years, then you will feel that. Now you think, how is it possible? But wait 5 years, you will see. So it is natural. So in the same way, my Lord, I wish that my raga, my attachment comes to you only. Don't we all know this, my dear devotees, that sometimes we are having dreams, sometimes we are looking in one direction and some attraction comes, no? We know, it is natural. It is, you have a body and a mind, and that's how the body and mind, there are many things how it functions, that's one way. It is natural, it is not unnatural. Of course, we are in our tradition. We know we have to regulate this feeling, otherwise it goes into a direction which is harmful. But everyone feels it. Even an old man can feel it. Prabhupada tells us a story in this connection with Akbar and his minister Birbal. Some of you will remember this story. So, my dear devotees, the prayer is, let this what is natural, what is spontaneous, what is not artificial, let that come, let me become naturally attracted to you, Krishna. It should be natural. You can't force it. You can't force. I sometimes, when I'm preaching, there are too many people who are just relating to me and want to write letters and answers. And then I say, I'm already so full with my capacity. Can't you just, you know, here is a nice a person. Can't you just, a nice devotee, can't you just become friends with him? And then you have an, he gives you everything. And then the people say, no, I cannot just force myself. It doesn't work like this, to become friend of someone. This has to come natural. It has to come out in a natural way. So my dear devotees, the question for all of us is, it's a crucial question, how can you become naturally attracted to Krishna? Some devotees say always, Maharaj, it's not possible because Krishna, I cannot see. I can see my friend and I can feel affection for my friend, but Krishna, I don't see him. How can I have affection for something that is invisible? Huh? Is this a good question? Is this relevant? No. Let me ask you the question, can you see oxygen at the moment in this room? No. Have you ever seen oxygen? I'm thinking since this morning of oxygen, because my room was not aired. And I began to put attention to oxygen. I will do this now also because I see you getting a little tired. We will open the window and we will now pay attention to oxygen. Just. By paying attention to something that is very important to our life, like oxygen. Can you? I can already feel a little better. Oh. Oh. Yeah, it's, by the way, not about opening windows. I'm giving only an example. I hope you are with me, right? We pay now attention, or we have learned, I have learned, because I'm so old, it's a scandal. I found out when I looked at my passport the other day, I fainted. My God, I thought I'm only, I can't believe that this is my calendar age. And old people, they need to be very aware that there's enough oxygen in the body. If it's not, there will be dementia, there will be, what else, circulation will not work, the brain will not be nourished, and it can be dangerous. And you have to learn, when you become older, to always take care that your oxygen is good. You remember in the COVID times, no, there was a measurement, and you had to see that there's enough oxygen in the body. If not, there could be serious consequences to the health. You learned, in other words, to pay attention to something you never have paid attention to, because it's invisible. And by paying attention, that is how you begin to build a relationship to it. I therefore wanted to give you this example. And now I pay attention to oxygen. I never thought about oxygen in my whole life, but now I have to. I lost two god brothers who suffer from severe dementia. One says, I can only remember three words, and as far as I'm concerned, that's good enough for me. I can remember Hare, Krishna, and Rama. The rest I have forgotten. I don't remember names of people and so on. So I'm thinking, this one of the reasons, there are many reasons, not just this oxygen problem, but one can be this. So I have learned now to pay attention to the invisible factor, and by paying attention, I'm always aware that there must be enough oxygen. There must be, I'm thinking really about oxygen. In the same way, my dear devotees, you have to start in the school of love with paying attention, or with, another word is absorbing your consciousness with Krishna. And this is one of the reasons why a kirtan mela is such a benefit for all of us. Because we can learn to pay extra attention to Krishna, the invisible factor who still is the foundation of our very life in this world. It is called, and there are six principles how you can perfect your japa, and I will talk about only two today, because you will forget if you hear everything. So the first is mana samharanam. When you chant, you sit down to chant, you must collect your mind and bring it to the mantra. It's the first thing you have to do. I would like to give you an example. Yesterday, I was driven by an exceptionally skilled driver in a very safe and fast way. It was an enjoyable car ride, as far as I'm concerned. But I had not finished my rounds, and I needed to now chant my rounds in a driving car, which was as fast as a tornado, you know. So I remember when we started the journey, I would interrupt my japa, I would ask questions in my japa, and so on. And then I remember we were driving so fast. Fast driving means very safe, though. The vata increases, and you have to pay attention. You know, it's an unusual form of transportation. So I was thinking about everything. When I was young, I had been a fan of Muhammad Ali, and I remember an interview where he said, "I'm fast, I'm strong, and I'm pretty as a girl." So Muhammad Ali, boxer. It's not about Muhammad Ali, by the way. Think a step further, no? So I was, all of a sudden, in the car, I hear Muhammad Ali's voice, and I'm pretty as a girl. Where's this coming from? Muhammad Ali talks about himself, you know, and I remembered it. So, And I thought about many other things. I thought, oh, do I have enough mosquito spray? I'm going to India. Oh, my mosquito tent has a hole and the zipper doesn't function any longer. Do I need a new one? I hate to spend money on a mosquito net, and so on. All kinds of things came, and I remembered Manasangharanam, bring your mind to the chanting. And after some time, my dear devotees, of doing this, it took me admittingly 2 rounds where I struggled. I felt, oh, finally I'm able to leave the mental platform and hear the holy name. This must be done if you want to experience love for Krishna or genuine feelings. It starts with attention. How did your friendship start? Now we are not concerned about male or female or whatever. Any friendship. It started by thinking, oh, this person is interesting. Let me talk to that person, and so on. Attention. But that's not where you have to stop or can stop. The second of 6 principles which bring your japa to perfection is you must do something like mantrata chintanam. It means to think about the meaning of the Hare Krishna mama, of the mantra you are chanting. And really, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about the meaning of the Maha Mantra. He says, Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundaram. I do not want this wealth. I do not want all these things which Kunti speaks about. Nadhanam, Najanam, not good parent, no followers, no admiration. In the time where he spoke, kavya means poesy, is a sign of a knowledgeable person. I don't want all this. All what I want is birth after birth. What? Mama Janmani, Janmani. You have said birth after birth. What? What does he pray for? Let us get this right now. Nadanam najanam nasundaram sundarim kavitam magadisha kamani mama janmani janmani bhakti. Bhakti, I want to have bhakti. Bhakti means devotional service, life after life. So we pray like this. Please engage me in your service. No, we Vaishnavas see this in the Maha Mantra. This is our prayer. This is our request. We are followers of Mahaprabhu. Yes, that is how you chant. You sit there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then Muhammad Ali comes into your mind. later, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare. I want only devotional service. I want only you, Krishna, Radha Krishna. And as you chant like this, something starts. See, feelings start. They are not there at the beginning. They are frozen, like a frozen car. You need to push them a little, and then it comes. So you need to start your journey on devotional feelings. So this is what I wanted to explain to you. There are many, many more things we could talk about it. What are the 2 things which we can do, please? Manasangharanam means collecting our mind, concentrating, focusing, and then mantrata chintanam, thinking about the meaning of the mantra, and that will be will help us to come to this point where we are interested in Krishna and love him very much. What do you think? This the school of love. We have to enter the school of Anandamayi, the school of love, and we have to enter sincerely to become a student in that school. Yeah. Good. Hari Parshad gives a wonderful example. I cannot forget this. He said, what are you more interested in? When someone comes and brings two truckloads of popcorn, or when two truckloads of popcorn come and they go up and they roll before your house, or if you are presented with a plate of prasadam, which has all your favorite items, which is cooked with love and devotion, you will. This plate is small. Why do you love it more than two truckloads of popcorn? Wow! Because the truckloads of popcorn were not offered really with much sensitivity. Someone might say, can you bring two truckloads of popcorn and just empty it before the house of such and such person? That's you're not interested. But if someone is cooking, what is there? All the favorite preparations. I will not tell them because you will start laughing and missing the point. It's so obvious. So what will Krishna love? Is he interested in your 16 rounds popcorn or is he interested in loving meals? Now the problem is for those of us who are initiated. We gave a vow to chant 16 rounds. So that has to be done with love and affection. I'm therefore always saying nowadays to the devotees who want to be initiated, are you sure? I'm not sure that you want this. You want a name, but not initiation. Krishna. So today is training. Walker, today you will walk the kirtan, no, and through the kirtan, trying to do these two things, and you will see something might come. You will break through the conditionings, hopefully. I'm hoping for myself. I said yesterday to Gaur Krishna, okay, it's testing ground again. We have to chant. We have to be present. We have to do everything properly. Kirtan Melas for me are a great opportunity. I still have, because I'm going to India, I have to do a few things here, but I will be there as much as I can, because I think it is very important. So, Krishna, I will end the class here because at 10 o'clock it starts. I think it is clear. Chanting with quality means chanting with devotional feelings, and they will come when we pay attention. That's how all of our friendships started, by paying attention to a person. And then also chanting about, bringing the meaning of the mantra to life. I thank you very much, and Hare Krishna, Hare Bo. Have a wonderful Kirtan Mela, wonderful, wonderful Kirtan Mela today.